This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's impossible, because there's nobody more important than me. So you can play that on your radio show tomorrow. Just kidding. Not without my attorney's consent. Call me back.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Tubular George, owner George Murdoch. Is it time to clean your fireplace? You know, there's still rebate money left on the table to convert your wood-burning fireplace to an electric fireplace. You could get it done, I think, for free. Electrical work, permits, and everything. They've been doing it for about 6 months, and it's coming to they're almost out of money, so check it out. You can call Tubular George. It'd be nice if I had the phone number in front of me. Or you can go to tubulargeorge.com. Here's the phone number, 805-682-5939. So that program is ending, but and plus there's a 30% tax rebate that's ending at the end of this year. That's if you buy special type programs, and that you get that when you file your taxes. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. And first, in addition, oh, and by the way, happen to look at condos. I usually focus on single family homes, but a couple of times a year, we take a look at condos. And I only went back to 2003. I hope that's good enough. But first, I've always told you at the end of the week, and here we are, week 47 of 2025, the 1,420th week. I've been doing these stats for the week ending November 21st, 2025. I let you know what's in escrow pending and what the median price is, which I started 82 weeks ago. Now, we've had 5 weeks of the number of pendings in the 80s and even 91. And those are highs for going back 82 weeks, at least for the end of the week. So the median price of what's in escrow, what's pending, has been coming down. So I'm guessing before the end of the year, the year-to-date median price, which is just under $2.5 million, to be precise, $2,491,250. So just under $2.5 million. It was at $2.5 million for months, I would say. Early in the year, it was $2.8 million. Just crazy. The last 3 years, roughly $2,250,000. Although towards the end of each of the last 3 years, the median price dropped. And because we don't have a ton of sales, it pulled down the median price. Now, right now, the median price of the 73 pending listings is only $1,850,000, which is a far cry lower to the year-to-date median price of just under $2.5 million. So we'll see what happens to that median price for the remaining 5 weeks of the year. But that's that stat. Now, $2.5 million, again, last year, $2,250,000. Year before that, $2,250,000. In 2022, it did drop to $2,215,000. Prior to that, it was just under $2,000,000. But you go back to 2015 and 2016, it was just under $1,200,000. It was under $1,200,000 in 2015 and 2016, median price. And now just under $2.5 million. Now, back then, we were doing 21 sales per week. 20 and a half sales per week, 21.7 per week, 19.4 sales per week. So I'm going forward this year, year to date, 17.74 sales per week. So you go, well, that's a big drop. And it is, but it's the highest it's been in 3 years, because last year it was 15.3 sales per week. And the year before that, it was 13.43 sales per week. So we're up 16.2% on the number of sales per week, single family in the South Coast year to date for the week ending November 21st, 2025. Median price is up 10.7%. As mentioned, just under $2.5 million. Last year, $2,250,000. So the number of sales are up. And what's even really amazing to me is that the first 6 months of the year, when the median price was $2,650,000, so obviously we've come down, but the number of sales for the first 6 months of the year was 17.42 sales per week. And usually, as you go past the 6 month mark and you approach, the number of sales go down. But that's the opposite this year. So the median price, number of sales, okay, that's year to date, that's single family residences. What about condos, you ask? Last week we did an interview with the attorney about the new condo rules about the $100 cap. If a homeowner violates some of the rules and regulations, unless it's health and safety. And he gave some good examples. I have not yet put that up on the podcast, radiorealestate.com, but that was a great interview. And I think that attorney, of course, primarily represents condo associations. So he's looking to protect them. I know a lot of times people might roll their eyes at a condo association board that is being very picky and enforcing the rules. So you might think, oh, this is a good deal, $100 cap, but it has its pitfalls. It has its pitfalls because suddenly people can get away with maybe throwing super loud parties or worse, doing Airbnb for 3 days a week, a weekend, 3 day weekend. And the most you can do is fine them $100. So they need to fine tune that law. But condos, year to date, for the first 47 weeks of the year 2025. Now I don't know the year end for all the prior years, because last year it was 989,000, and in 2023 it was 940,000, and in 2022 it was 960,000. So those 3 years, the median price for condos was in the 900,000 range. Drum roll, please. Year to date 2025 through November 21st, 2025, the median price for condos is over $1 million, 1,030,000. So that maybe in the course of the prior years, there was a time when it went over a million, but I'll have to see. 2024 is close, 989,000. So at year end, we'll take a look at 2024, but right now, 2025 is a record holder going over $1 million for condos, 1,030,000. You go back to 2015 year to date sales for single family homes, it was only 1,135,000. And now condos year to date, 10 years later, 1,030,000. So $100,000 less. That's bizarre. So that's an increase of 4.1% on the median price from the prior year. And last year's $989,000 median price for condos, that was an increase of 5.2%. Terms of the number of sales, 292 condo sales year to date for the week ending November 21st, 2025. 292 sales. Last year, 257 sales. So that's a 13.6% increase in the number of sales. Single family was up 16.2%. So condos not far behind. Number of sales year to date up 13.6%. Condos are selling. Last year, the number was up 5.2%. Okay. So that gives you an idea. Now, if you go back to 2003, the median price for condos was 475,000. And it jumped up in 2004 to almost 600,000. And then what we thought was going to be the highest years ever, 2005, 6, and 7. 2005, the condo median price for the first 47 weeks of the year was almost 700,000, 675,000, with 415 sales. Today, 292 sales. But look at that, 2003, $475,000 was the condo median price for the first 47 weeks of the year. Today, $1,030,000. It's just staggering what happened. Thank you, COVID. I'm sure sellers who sold houses and made buku bucks, everyone's happy. Am I happy my house went up? Yeah. But, you know, unless I sell it, all it means is higher property taxes and buyers having a tougher time getting in. But that's, as my Uncle Bob used to say, that's the way of the West. Okay, so we did condos. We did single-family homes. What else do you want? You can, anything you want, I can do right now. We got plenty of time. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Is there any other stat you want to hear? We will have the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update. It was something, and we do have a lot of sales. Opened escrows was kind of low. Okay, that's enough for now. We're going to return with my guest, George Murdoch from Tubular George. You're going to find out about how you can convert your wood-burning fireplace to an electric fireplace. Actually, during the winter, it could send out heat. Or during the summer, no heat at all, and you can have a fire going. You could check out what they look like at tubulargeorge.com, tubulargeorge.com. And if you live in the right place and you're eligible, it's free before they run out of money from the state, which means I'm paying for it for you. So enjoy it. And also December 31st, the 30% federal tax rebate program on certain solar products available from Action Energy to install solar panels on your roof, or Tubular George by Sola Tubes. They can replace your existing skylight with a solar powered one that opens and closes, or an attic fan that's operated by solar panel, and that's all eligible for the 30% tax rebate. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.